When it is spring, water is spinning into the ground or running into rivers, streams, and lakes. Ships and boats carry down some rivers to the sea. Dams have been built on some rivers. They hold water for drinking. We use the rivers and lakes for fishing, swimming, and sailing. We use our rivers and lakes in many ways. Rivers, there are rivers in many parts of the world. Most of the rivers start high up in the mountains. Some rivers flow out of the lake. In the mountain, rivers flow quickly. Sometimes they flow over rocks and made waterfalls. Rivers flow down, varying from the mountain to the sea. Sometimes smaller rivers flow into bigger rivers. Did you know the Nile is the longest river in the world? It is in Australia. It's in Africa. When rivers reach that length, they float more slowly. More rivers carry soil with them. The soil spreads out across the flat land. This land is good for farming. When it rains a lot, rivers often overflow. They cover the land nearby with water. It is called a flood. Dams. Sometimes people build dams on rivers. The dam is used to hold water. Did you know? Some dams are made of concrete. Some of the others are made for earth and rock. Some dams are built to hold water for drinking. Rivers for transport. In many places, rivers are used for transport. Special boats called barges take cargo down rivers. Barges are long boats with flat bottoms. Canyons. Canyons are made by people. Canyon is like a river that has been cut through the land. Some canyons are built to join two important rivers. Ships and barges use canyons to carry cargo to the sea. Bridges over river. Different kinds of bridges can be built to cross a river. Swing bridges can be made of rock or wire. People must walk across the sweeping bridge carefully because it moves up and down. Rail bridges must be strong because trains are very heavy. Most rail bridges are made of steel. Draw bridges can open up to let big boats pass through. When the bridge is closed, the traffic can travel across it.